Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Armchair Survivalist. Today is August 4th, 2019, and I'm glad to be here. I just want to give you some information in the beginning of each show. Any important news or sales or oddball stuff going on with the business, Survival Enterprises, I want everybody to know. For those of you who know what Dalton water purification systems are, the Berkey is a copy of the Dalton, and we have sold the Dalton. It's gravity feed water purifiers is what they are, right? You pour water in the top, it drains through some filters into the bottom, and you have pure water. No electricity necessary whatsoever, or water pressure. We're closing them out. We sold them for over 20 years, and now we're closing them out. I only have a few of these units left. They're small. They're from $75 to $300, and when they're gone, they're all closed out. You can go to our main website, SE1.us, and on the left-hand side, you'll see links. You'll see home, site map, how to buy from us, about us, healthcare, personal care, water filters. Well, you click on that, two things will pop up. One will be Aquacera, and the other will be Sawyer. Click on the Aquacera, takes you to that page, and you can look and see what we have. Or you can just call us at 800-753-1981, 800-753-1981, and we'll be happy to tell you what we have that we're getting rid of. Now, those of you who know where we are, we're in Hayden, Idaho. It's exactly 100 miles south of the Canadian border. We have not just the normal stuff that we sell, the nutritional products and the water filters and that kind of stuff, but we also... Half the store is oddball stuff that I've collected for years, and we're downsizing our house, and we've had a yard sale a month or so ago and didn't sell everything, so we got all kinds of weird stuff in here. I've got a 1963 Polaroid, professional Polaroid camera. I've got four steel rims for a 17-inch Dodge. I've got so much weird stuff in here, it's ridiculous. Any of you are around and want to come and visit, and you want to see the oddball stuff I got, you got to come in. I've got a threat level 3A bulletproof vest in here, new, unused, no holes at all. I've got all kinds of stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know about that. So we're just in case you're in the area and you want to stop in and look at our oddball stuff, I'd just as soon sell it to you as opposed to sitting here. Okay, so let's get into the show. And, you know, we have categories for the show. We have the economy, we have health and food, we have a psychosis called Islam, then we have a psychosis called liberalism, then we have Trump, government threats, and then whatever the meat of the show is. So let's start off with the economy. Now, this is one of those I told you so. Seriously. And I hate to say this because my data has been breached as well. Capital One data breach compromises the info of over 100 million people. Now, Capital One, right? Bank, credit cards, bank loans, all kinds of stuff like that. It's a financial institution. It's big. A couple of years back, they decided to store all their data on the quote-unquote cloud. And I warned everybody about this. I said, that is the stupidest thing in the world. The definition of cloud storage means on somebody else's hard drive. Well, guess what? That has to be monitored by engineers, and it has to be updated and fixed, and programming has to be checked by engineers. In other words, humans. Humans oftentimes are criminal. So what happens? This female engineer decided that she wanted to teach Capital One a lesson, and she went in there and just walked away with all the data. It didn't take any effort whatsoever, and she was quite proud of that. In fact, the FBI knew she was doing it. You have violated all concept of security and privacy by allowing any of your data to be stored on the cloud in any way, shape, or form. This is I told you so. And this is going to be happening more and more and more. Don't think that you have any security or safety or privacy. Mainly because governments and law enforcement have 100% access to your data. Okay, so the Federal Reserve came out And they said, you know what, just to be nice to everybody, we're going to cut interest rates. We're going to knock off a quarter point, which is a good thing for businesses. That means that it's cheaper to get money from the Federal Reserve. So that's a quarter point. That's 25% of one point. And it's going to show up in our credit cards and loans and all kinds of things. And it's good for business, except the stock market crashed over 300 points. Now, why did that happen? Because the Federal Reserve does nothing without having some future sense of what could or couldn't happen or what's coming down the pike. So in other words, this, and it's not like, oh, I can send you a link and it'll tell you all this stuff. This part is an accumulation of data that I've received from 20 different websites. I'll give you some of them. But what it is that long-range forecast, long-range manufacturing, long-range stocking, shipping is all down anywhere from 8 to 25%. And the Fed Reserve, they know that. So that's why they lowered the interest rate. And these big players in the stock market, they know it too. And that's why stocks, since they lowered the interest rate, have dropped almost 700 points. And Monday's opening is going to be, who knows? It could be a dead cat bounce, or it could be a major quote-unquote correction. This is what they're trying to link it at now. I did tell you last show that recreational vehicle manufacturers are slowing down. Well, so are vehicle. So are new car manufacturing. It's slowing down. The manufacturer gauge is the lowest right now in a decade. This is the manufacturing in the United States that Trump brought back and started up again. Unfortunately, because of future possible purchasing. See, most, if not all, major corporations such as Walmart, JCPenney's, what's left of Sears, Target and all of that, they buy 3 months ahead. They think, because they have to. So that's why Walmart is buying all new winter stuff now. And by the end of August, they'll start putting it out on the floor. But this is what happens, and the sales have dropped. Not massively, but it's down. And this is one of the indications the Federal Reserve is looking at. Lowe's is laying off thousands of employees. Now, here's the strange thing about that. You know, when you go into Lowe's hardware store or Home Depot, for that matter, and you see lawnmowers sitting on the floor for sale, barbecue sitting on the floor for sale, all this equipment stuff sitting on the floor for sale, somebody had to assemble that. So Lowe's hires people to do that. They hire assembly workers who assemble this stuff. That's all they do. They don't work in the store. They disassemble stuff. Well, they're losing money now, so they decided the easiest way to recoup money is to use these people that are just standing around in their stores waiting for a customer to come in to do the assembly in-house. So they're laying off thousands of workers. Now, here's another thing. Now, this is just desserts, is what we'll call this. Procter & Gamble. And I got to tell you, I lived in Sacramento, California, 6 blocks south of the street. I lived on Fruit Ridge Avenue. 6 blocks down from where I lived was Procter & Gamble. And we always wondered what they did there. It's a big manufacturing plant. But during the day, we never saw anything. During the night is when they manufactured all of their soaps and stuff because it blackened the sky. And when you woke up in the morning, sometimes you'd have an eighth of an inch of soap flakes on your car. It was the freakiest thing when it rained and your lawn sudsed up. Well, Procter & Gamble, being owned by a communist, now you can call them a liberal, you can call them a socialist, you can call them a Democrat, they're communists. And if you understood what communism is, it's the elitists ruling us. So that the owners of Procter & Gamble are communists. And they decided to teach us a lesson by creating a campaign for men, for the Gillette shaving products, to teach us that diversity is where it's at and we need to shave our toxic masculinity away. So this is another attempt by the sexual perverts to justify the destruction of the United States moral codes. I remember seeing the ad where they were talking about how, you know, men have to be, men aren't the rulers of the world. They are not even as good as women, and they need to not feeling so proud because they have to shave. Yeah, it's just a bunch of El Toro caca. So, they've lost, oh, I don't know, $5 billion. See, they have predictions on how much income that the company is going to make. And this is standard operating procedure for all corporations, even mine, Survival Enterprises. You have prediction. That doesn't mean it's accurate. It just means it's based on past data. So based on past data of just the standard sales of the Gillette shaving equipment, the razors, the cream, the blades, their sales are down $5 billion. Well, they call it woke. So they're woke. They're woke to the problems of women and toxic masculinity. And it was disgusting and insulting to every man who watched it. There's a lot of males that saw the ad saying, "Wow, that's great. I understand now. I got to stop acting so masculine." Yeah, $5 billion, it'll make people learn. Or not, because the CEO of Procter & Gamble said, "Yes, so what? It's only money." Now we're into food and health. This is not that big a deal, this area. But, you know, I'm up here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Hayden, Idaho. It's 85, 95 degrees. And it's going to be getting hotter this coming week. Well, it's getting hot all over the United States, or it's getting cold all over the United States. It all depends on where you are. Like if you were in Minnesota on the last of July, your temperatures dropped to 37 degrees in the International Falls. 121-year-old record. 37 degrees. And I'll tell you what's put a real crimp in this so-called carbon tax credits and global warming and the rest of this psychotic socialist crap. NASA has come out and corrected some people and said, don't you understand that CO2 is a cooling gas? It's not used for heating. It's actually a cooling gas. I got to interject something here. My son does my show notes. He's working on them now so I can have my show notes up, right? So he has a bunch of links that I give him that he transposes over to HTML so I can post them on my website. And he was complaining this morning that half of these links you have, Dad, are dead. They don't exist anymore. And I'm sure some of you are getting this and discovering this, and some of you actually give a crap and pay attention to how pages are disappearing from the internet and how posts on Facebook and YouTube are disappearing, but only if you're conservative, white, or Christian, or straight. Anything Democrat, socialist, communist, pervert, "I hate Trump, we should kill the white people," that's okay. They allow that up. I'm looking at this link I have here, and this is for carbon dioxide. It's a cooling gas, according to NASA. This is the link, all right? I just pulled and checked this data yesterday. I tried to go to the page, and it no longer exists. It might exist tomorrow, but it doesn't right now. So there's a problem happening. We're being censored. They're watching us carefully. And if anybody actually listened to my show, because I do post it on YouTube, or you know, we're going to, again, I've got hundreds of my shows on YouTube already. If anybody actually listened to my show, I know there's like 40 or 50 people out there that do, but not enough for YouTube or the powers that be to actually care, because I definitely would be censored. So, okay, so carbon dioxide is a cooling gas, right? It also is the building block of all plant life on Earth. Without carbon dioxide, CO2, we wouldn't exist. Okay, so this is easily verified. Any of you want to find out about this, you can go online and do do plants need CO2 to live? You can read it yourself. You can figure it out yourself. Can you actually believe that there are millions of people in the United States, never mind the world, in the United States, that actually think CO2 is evil, that CO2 would kill you, that CO2 should be banned? Can you actually believe that? They're pulling this it's going to get hot again. We got 10 years. First, what was it, 20 years, and then it was 12 years, that psychotic communist, AOC, whatever the hell her name is. She's a literally insane millennial. And she came out and said, we have 12 years and then we all die. That's it. We have 12 years in the world and then everybody dies. Well, the interesting thing is, I remember, and that's the difference. That's why I'm different than most people, is I actually paid attention in my life. So I remember a lot of stuff. So I looked up some stuff. I have this link here of some people warning us about the new ice age.
Climate experts believe the next ice age is on its way.
If we are unprepared for the next advance, the result could be hunger and death on a scale unprecedented in all of history. What scientists are telling us now is that the threat of an ice age is not as remote as they once thought. During the lifetime of our grandchildren, Arctic cold and perpetual snow could turn most of the inhabitable portions of our planet into a polar desert.
In his comment tonight, Howard J. Smith talks about the weather and suggests that we better do something about it. Howard?
We are over ready for a return of the ice. Experts like Reed Bryson, the head of the biggest meteorological department in the world in Wisconsin, believe that since 1945, that has been in progress. We're returning to an ice age. The argument that we face some long, cold years is pretty convincing.
If an ice age is coming, what can we do to stop it? Nuclear energy might be used to loosen polar ice caps. Sea ice could be melted by covering it with black soot to increase the absorption of sunlight. Dr. Stephen Schneider is a climatologist from the National Center for Atmospheric Research.
Can we do these things? Yes, but will they make things better? I'm not sure. We can't predict with any certainty what's happening to our own climatic future. How can we come along and intervene then in that ignorance? You could melt the ice caps. What would that do to the coastal cities? The cure could be worse than disease. Would that be better or worse than the risk of an ice age?
British professor Hubert Lamb says that a new ice age is creeping over the northern hemisphere. Even then, it won't be as bad as the last ice age 60,000 years ago. Then New York, Cincinnati, St. Louis were under 5,000 feet of ice. Presumably, no traffic moved and school was let out for the day. And that's the way it is. Monday, September 11th, 1972.
All right, now we're in liberal psychosis. Did you guys watch the debates, the Democrat debates? It's funny to watch it. Let's just put it that way. It's funny to watch each one of them were trying to out-communist each other. How much can they give you free to people who don't perform and who don't participate in society? Well, everything. They can give you everything. They'll give you all your schooling. It was just astounding what these creatures were doing. Many of you were looking at that going, wow, they're all crazy. They're all flaming communists, the least of which were just simple socialists. Now, you understand communism and socialism are on the same volume knob. Turn it all the way down to zero, you have Democrat. As you slowly come up halfway, you have socialist. Socialism is nothing more than the pathway to communism. And if you turn it a little further up, you get communism. And they're not that far apart, I can tell you right now. They're not different than they've ever been. They're the same. These are Democrats, is what they call themselves. They're still the same as they have always been. Except now, they're under the impression, because Democrats are elitists, they know how to rule the world, because the rest of us are too damn stupid to be able to run with pointy scissors or raise our own children or have guns or, you know, any of that stuff. They know what's best. And they also know that at heart we're all socialists. And we all want something for nothing. And we all want Big Brother to control us, because it's easier that way, because we don't have to think then. This is not make-believe. This is how these elitists actually feel. To give you an idea, there's this thing that's happened a couple times now. It's where a male decides that he now is a female, so he starts taking female hormones and growing his hair and having breast implants and calling himself a female. Well, they're in real life, we call them transvestites. And what they're doing is getting into women sports. To give you an idea, picture two girls going to wrestle, and one of them is a switch hitter. It's a male with the male muscles, and is wrestling this female, and is just going to tear her in half. And people are complaining about that. I don't care. You know, and this is what they're saying. This is like, that's not fair. That guy was a male. He should never be able to participate in sports as a female, competing against other females. It's unfair. Well, the ACLU says, well, we're basically too stupid to understand the reality, and we are creating, and I quote, inaccurate stereotypes. I think you've heard me mention this drag queen reading hour, children's hour, whatever you want to call it, in many of the libraries in the United States. It's where transvestites go in there, and they're basically desensitizing our children to sexual perversion. People are saying that. They're going to the city council saying, you can't do this with our tax money. You can't allow these psychotics in there. And of course, most city councils are liberals, so they're gonna say, oh, you're just, you have an inaccurate stereotype. Well, the sad thing is that the United States is almost void of masculine men who have any courage to stand up to this stuff. So the drag queen story hour is going on, and it's going to get worse. Well, it turns out that the guy that started this transvestite named Dylan Pontiff, he is a disgusting creature, and I mean big time. He came out and he said, what we're doing is desensitizing the children so that those who wish to become a transgender person, it's easier for them to do so. What they're doing is, it's called grooming. See, sexual perverts can't breed. So what they do is they groom children to become like they are. This is well known. Cannot allow the desensitizing of this to your children. You can't. People do this all the time. They become tolerant. Oh yeah, it's so he's a transvestite, but at least he doesn't rub it in our face, or at least he works well, you know, with the rest of the people here at the job. So, you know, that's fine. What he does on his time off is his time off. So you're becoming tolerant. You're allowing this perversion, proverbial camel's nose under the tent. Because once the nose is under there, everything else follows. And this is what happens. When it starts, the whole intention is the destruction of the family unit. Man, woman, children. No, they want man, man, children. Woman, woman, children. And they don't want children. They just want young sexual partners. This whole thing can be just more and more disgusting, and I hope I don't ever have to do a show on it. University in Colorado, and I'm pointing out one. Democrats are the most intolerant humans on earth. They say that everyone else is intolerant. No, they are. They cannot handle in any way, shape, or form people saying anything that goes against their beliefs. So University of Colorado has come out and said that there's a speech guide, it's called. There are certain words that are called toxic, meaning they'll trigger any of these SJWs, social justice warriors, or the millennials, or the snowflakes. And if you want to know what snowflake means, walk to my store and look at the front window. There's a big sign there that says snowflakes not allowed. And then you come in and ask what a snowflake is, and I'll hand you the definition. But these are certain words not allowed to use at University of Colorado. One of them is American. One of them is normal, or straight, or homosexual, or male, or female. You're not allowed to use any of those words because they're insulting to somebody, somewhere. This is what the Democrats do, is they do everything they can to destroy everything that's white, Christian, male. Not all three words inclusive. All you have to be is white, or Christian, or male, or a patriot, and they go after you. They even eat their own. So the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Executive Director Allison Jaslow, she's the white blonde. She's the head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. She is as socialistic as anyone can be. She was asked to step down because she was white. And it's not fair that somebody who isn't black or Mexican, it's not fair that they aren't leading this organization. She was very competent and she's very well trained to lead that organization. But because she was white, she was asked to step down. And then there's this other psychotic white female who just happens to be running for president. And believe it or not, there are actually people out there who will vote for her. It's the strangest thing. Her name is Marianne Williams. This is how screwed up these people are. She was in church and she led a prayer. I want to play that prayer for you. I'm only going to play some of it because after 11 seconds, you'll probably start vomiting.
As I speak, I'm going to ask the white Americans in the room to please repeat after me. On behalf of myself and on behalf of my country. To you and all African Americans. From the beginning of our nation's history. In honor of your ancestors and on behalf of your children. Please hear this from my heart. I apologize.
I want to read you something I found from a writer named Ayn Rand. A-Y-N-R-A-N-D. She wrote the book Atlas Shrugged, among other books. If I made a list and said these are the mandatory books every American needs to read, Atlas Shrugged would be number one. There's a little sentence she has here. There is no difference between communism and socialism, except in the same ultimate end. Communism proposes to enslave men by force, socialism by the vote. It is merely the difference between murder and suicide. And that's so far the option that Democrats are going to have at the polling place when they vote. A little warning to all of you men in Texas. I know Texas is kind of screwed up because they actually keep voting Democrats in, and they have whole cities of Muslims there and whole cities of illegal aliens and whole cities of communists. I don't understand. But you guys are probably going to love this one. Now, let's just see how many of you actually have the cojones to stand up. It seems that Antifa, you know who Antifa is? Antifa is the communist thugs of the Democrat Party. They've decided to go to Texas, to the border there. Well, let me read a quote. Antifa is leading a border resistance militancy. They didn't spell it right. Anyway, it's going to be a border resistance training tour that'll converge on a 10-day siege in El Paso, Texas. Now, remember those words I just said. Converge on a 10-day siege in El Paso, Texas. This came out July 29th. I want to give you some information that I just got. There's been a shooting in El Paso, Texas, at a mall there. I don't have more information than that. But this is coinciding with the threat that Antifa said they will be having a meetup in El Paso, Texas. Basically, they're going to clear the border so that illegal aliens can get in safely. This is a call to action. And this is a call to action from Antifa. Border Resistance Convergence. And they're in El Paso, Texas right now. If you want to listen to my show, go to armchairsurvivalist.com. You just go to armchairsurvivalist.com and click on the chat room. And what I'm going to do is post in the chat room all the updates that I have on the shooting that has occurred on Saturday in El Paso. But I can guarantee you it's part of Antifa. We don't have the forensics back yet. We don't have the information back yet. This is not going to be good. But you go to armchairsurvivalist.com/chat.html. That's the chat room. And I will post all the updates that we get. And my son Eric is working on the back door of the internet to find out stuff that the media will not show the public. We don't know if it's white people, Muslims, black, Antifa. We have no clue. For all we know and all that the media is telling us, it could be cartel members because El Paso is right on the border. Now we're going into Trump. Most people know that the blacks in the United States, the majority of them, not all of them, but the majority of them, were on plantations. And on these plantations, they had overseers. These are the men that were hired to monitor the black slaves and make sure they did their work. The slaves were owned, so they were property. So if the overseers damaged the master's property, most of the time the overseers would get charged and then fired. But the managers, the masters of the slaves, would oftentimes take one of the blacks and create a position called a driver. A driver's job is to drive the slaves so they work harder. And the driver was not punished like the overseers were. The driver could get away with all kinds of stuff. The driver's job was to make sure that the other blacks towed the line and did exactly what they were told by master. Elijah Cummings is a driver. You could call him also a poverty pimp, like most other of the famous black leaders, so to speak. their job is to keep the rest of the blacks on the plantation, doing exactly what they want them to do, which is vote for Democrats. So Trump was blasting Elijah, not because he's black, but because he's a disgusting human who is, what part of his districts is Baltimore. Baltimore is a disgusting, rodent-infested mess. Okay, so the Democrats come out and they said, well, Trump is a racist and that's why he's doing this. It's got nothing to do with him being a racist, whether he is or not. He's stating the facts. And the facts are that Baltimore is a disgusting, infested area. Anybody who lives there or around there knows this for a fact. It's rotting. As a matter of fact, every city, every state, every county that's controlled by Democrats in the United States is not only infested with criminal aliens and criminals, period, but welfare, high crime, high taxes, gun control, everything that's abhorrent to true Americans. And as a matter of fact, Bernie Sanders compared Baltimore to a third world country in 2015. What Democrats like to do is pretend that something didn't happen. So he's pretending, Bernie Sanders is pretending he never said that, and he's chiding Trump for the same thing. Well, I have a conglomeration of recordings here. One of them is Elijah Cummings. One of them is another black racist female who's mayor of Baltimore. And one of them is Bernie Sanders. Let's see if you can pick out who's Bernie Sanders.
This morning, I left my community of Baltimore, a drug-infested area.
What are your impressions as you walk our city?
What you look at is what would a third world country look like.
But anyone who took the walk that we took around this neighborhood would not think you're in a wealthy nation. You would think that you were in a third world country.
We went with Mayor Pugh. She toured an East Baltimore neighborhood.
We should just take all this down. Ooh, you can smell the rats. Yes. Ooh, Jesus. Oh, my God. You can smell the dead animals.
Many of you have been into our store in North Idaho. You know that we sell all kinds of nutritional products and other oddball stuff. And then we have this one little foot and a half wide by 12 inches deep by 2 feet high box on the countertop. And that is CBD oil, cannabis oil. This is a product that is our biggest seller, and we are selling this product because I spent 2 years investigating it. CBD oil is a fad right now. People are hearing all kinds of stuff about it, and basically what's happening is that they're getting confused. They don't know what's real, what's not. If you go online and do a search for CBD oil, you'll probably get 16 million hits. Those of you who know me, you know I'm an investigative journalist, and my son and I, Eric, spent almost 3 years investigating this whole concept of CBD. We even flew down to Los Angeles and to Las Vegas, and we met with the importers, because in the beginning, this all of this stuff came from China, either China or the UK. See, in the UK, hemp is grown as cattle feed and for fiber, and for certain nutritional products. Now, if you go to cbdsupply.us, that's CBD, Charlie Bravo David, cbdsupply.us, you'll see that's our website for this, and you'll see at the top of the website links. Our product is called Seeds of Life. This is our design. This is not, we have no middlemen. We deal directly with two farmers, one in Colorado, one in Kentucky. So our product is called Seeds of Life. So that you have these links, why use Seeds of Life, CBD FAC, endocannabinoid system, warning on CBD isolates, medical studies on CBD. You go to medical studies on CBD on our website there, and you will see almost 2,500 actual medical studies. The history of hemp, which is kind of cool. And then you have a group of articles that I coalesced into one large article. It's called CBD, The History, The Reality, and Barnum and Bailey. If you were to read just that link, you would be more knowledgeable than 95% of the people in the United States, and I'm not kidding. There is so much Barnum and Bailey huckster baffle with BS out there, it's astounding. Here in Idaho, you just look down the street, every coffee hut, every vape shop, even the main stores are selling CBD oil. Now, I have people coming in here and saying, why is yours different? How is yours different? And this is what I'm going to tell you. The product we sell, we're authorized to sell in the state of Idaho because we're covered under the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And as I said, we're attached to two farmers, one in Colorado, one in Kentucky. The products we sell come from the hemp plant, not the marijuana. Most of you know what a marijuana plant looks like. It's a bush, you know, it gets about 6 feet in diameter, probably about 8 feet tall. You wouldn't know a hemp plant if somebody whipped you with one. It has a stalk, you know, it's about an inch to it to 2 inches diameter, and then it has the little fronds that come off of it. Now, the hemp plant grows about a foot in diameter and about 20 feet tall. It might be 2 feet in diameter, but it grows about 20 feet tall. And in the wild, I've seen them as high as 40 feet tall because I lived in Sacramento and they used to grow them in the Delta. See, hemp is not marijuana. It's two separate plants. Hemp has been around since, who knows, millions of years. About 4,000 years ago, and I'm basing this off of some obtuse research that I did in discovering that the hemp has always been used in one way or another as a medicinal herb. Thousands of years ago, the Chinese doctors wanted to have another anesthetic, something a little stronger than what they were using, but less deadly. So they realized that animals, when eating the hemp plant, sometimes would become lethargic. You know, like I get after Thanksgiving turkey. So they hybridized it and they crossbred it and they ended up with marijuana. Now, marijuana, the word marijuana didn't exist until 1905 or somewhere around there. It was just another version of the cannabis plant. And cannabis is the genus that hemp and marijuana come from. Well, the marijuana plant, literally, you'd extract an oil from it. It looked almost like black tar. And if you put, like, you know, 5 to 10 drops on somebody's tongue and had them lay down, in about 10 minutes, they're unconscious. And you can do whatever you want, drill holes in their skull, pull off their arms, whatever. As a matter of fact, until about 1915, you could go into any pharmacy in the United States and you would find cannabis oil, which is used as an anesthetic. Marijuana is an anesthetic. That's a given. You smoke it, you're anesthetized. The pain goes away. You extract it into oils and paste. You can rub it on, and it'll take the pain away. It's an anesthetic. It also has some healing attributes to it. The key here is that the hemp plant and its associate, marijuana, have over 750 nutrients in them. And more. They're still trying to figure this out. CBD is one of them, which is cannabis oil. THC, which is the stuff that makes you goofy when you smoke marijuana, that's another one. And then there's CBG, CBA. There's all kinds of, and all kinds of stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in there. Well, what happened in marijuana is that, well, in hemp, the THC is so low it's negligible. It doesn't even read. You'd have to have one hell of a test for it to even pop up. Whereas in marijuana, THC is right up at the top. Now, what happened in Europe is that they discovered a process, and it was ethanol extraction. They used alcohol or ethanol. And they could extract certain qualities from the hemp plant. It's a standard extraction process that's used in all essential oils. Everything from oregano to eucalyptus, whatever, they would use an alcohol base to create a tincture. Well, they would use this alcohol, or ethanol, actually, to pull out all of these benefits, and they discovered that they could extract only the CBD. In other words, they could isolate the CBD, hence the term CBD isolate, and then they could sell that. Now, a CBD isolate looks like sugar. We saw some in Las Vegas. And that is what 99% of all of the CBD products in the United States are made from. Made from CBD isolate. I actually have a warning on the website that talks about, in fact, that's one of the links, warning on CBD isolates. And it talks about what an isolate is and what full spectrum is. Ours is full spectrum. They don't isolate anything when they extract the oils from the hemp plant. They pull them all out. So they're all together. Now, what happens with the isolate is that this will only work on about maybe 50% of the population, maybe. And the rest of them will go, it doesn't do nothing. Doesn't do nothing. Nothing at all. The problem is this isolate is so cheap. It's a massive con job when you go out and buy it. We got people in Idaho selling a half-ounce bottle of what they call CBD oil, and it's got like seven different essential oils in it and CBD isolate, okay? And they're getting $100 for that. Whereas we sell a full ounce of CBD oil starting at $25. So it's like, it's astounding. Now, the isolate, again, is a sub-quality product. It barely works. It works great on some people. It doesn't work on others. That's just one part. The other part is, after you've used it for a period, and every body is different, it could be a day, 3 days, a week, a month, 3 months, but all of a sudden, it stops working. Period. It flatlines. So that's number two. That's the second problem with CBD isolate. It doesn't work on most people, and after a while it flatlines. And the third thing is, and this is everything else you can find on the internet, but we did more research and discovered that CBD isolate oxidizes instantly. The instant oxygen hits it, or the instant sunlight hits it, it starts turning, and you can tell, it starts turning pink. All we know is that it loses its potency. It starts tasting funny. There's not been enough testing yet to discover whether it's toxic or not. But this is the danger behind CBD isolate. It's dangerous. And I have on my website links to explain all of this stuff. I have a medical report from Israel that talks about the difference between isolate and the full spectrum and why you should be using the full spectrum. And I have a Forbes magazine actually came out with an article on oxidation of an isolate. You have basically two separate forms of the CBD oil. One of them is sub-quality, and the other one is full spectrum. Now, that's another problem, is that you've got to be careful, because there's so many con men out here. They will lie, and they will tell you, oh, yeah, this is full spectrum. And then I go onto their website and I start digging down, and I discover their analysis, because each batch gets an analysis. And I'm looking at this analysis, and it's saying basically every particle of the 750 different nutritional products that are in it, everything is 0000000 until you get to CBD. And then it gives you a number. That's the proof that it's an isolate. You do not want an isolate. I could buy the isolate, the CBD isolate, for less than one-tenth of a cent per milligram. That's how cheap that stuff is. And that's how bad people are getting screwed in the United States. Okay, that's one half. The other half is, you're finding CBD oil in these cities or states that have legalized marijuana. There's a problem with that, because the CBD oil that is coming from those states comes from marijuana. So it has a high THC. So I have Spokane's only 30 miles west of here. I have literally had people in intense pain. Now, this is the main thing that CBD oil is used for, is to handle pain. There's a lot more to it, and we can get into that later. But it is designed to handle pain. So they'll just say, well, you know what, I'm going to get the real stuff. So they go over to Spokane. They get some CBD oil over there. They take 5 to 10 milligrams of it. And by the time they get here, they're vomiting. I've had three people so far nauseous. One of them actually vomited outside. They just can't handle it. It's the and it's not just THC that's in it. It's the other essential oils that these companies put in there. So, always remember, marijuana is an anesthetic. It kills pain. Yes. In the proper hands, it can be used as a very powerful anesthetic. But unfortunately, it's being sold over the counter in these states where recreational marijuana is legal. And they don't. These people, they don't know. The vendors, they don't know what they're doing. They're in it for the money. We're different. I like money. But if I was in it for money, I wouldn't be operating out of a converted garage. I mean, that's the long and short of it. We're here to help people. And this is why I do this. So there's a lot to learn about CBD. You don't want isolate. You want full spectrum. But you also want full spectrum that's real. And you got these people who are lying now all over. You really have to know what you're getting. And that's a sad thing, and that's hard for you guys, because I know most of you don't want to spend your time doing the research to find the difference between poop and Shinola. That's my job. So I do, and that's what I do. Now, hemp has been around for so long, it's ridiculous. Hemp, the Constitution of the United States is signed on hemp paper. Revolutionary War, the British and the Americans' uniforms were all made out of hemp fabric. If you want to blow your mind, go on YouTube and do a search for harvesting hemp. And you'll see a lot of stuff. The thing that really got me was this heavy equipment manufacturer in Norway was advertising this harvesting machine for hemp crops there. Because now the hemp, 20 feet high, from the ground up about 15 feet, it's just the stock. And then the last 5 to 10 feet is the bushy type. All right. Okay. So this thing has a cutter on the ground, so it cuts the stock. And then up high, it has another cutter that cuts the top part off. And then there's another piece that shreds it into fine particles. So it knocks down the stock and it shreds all the fronds. And the top part is going to be made into feed for cattle. They compress it into little pellets. And the bottom part is going to be used for fabric. They make sales. You make anything out of hemp fabric, it will not rot. It will not mildew. It will not mold. It is strong as hell. Let's say you buy a shirt made out of hemp, twice a life. That's it. Twice a lifetime. Unless you get fat. Because the clothes last forever. I had a pair of sandals made out of hemp when I was a kid. I wore them for 10 years and gave them to my brother, who still has them. So we're talking well over a 40-year-old pair of sandals. And that's made out of hemp. Hemp has been used for everything. For oil, lubricant. You can make plastics out of hemp oil. You can burn hemp oil. And this is why in the 30s, the big guys got together and said, look, because now remember, we don't have a government in the United States. We have corporate representatives. All these corporations, they control the government of the United States. So they tell the government what to do and when to do it. The corporations that manufactured paper, you know, they had millions of acres of trees, and they'd cut them down and make paper. Well, you can have, in good climates, you can have three crops of hemp a year with 50% less water necessary than trees. So that could take over manufacturing paper right now. Oil companies didn't like hemp because, literally, Henry Ford comes out with a car that was made out of compressed hemp and ran, and his motor was kind of like a diesel motor, and it ran on hemp oil. They did not like that at all. So this was a major conspiracy. And I have this marked. I have this, you can read all of this on my CBDSupply.us, mankind's oldest and most versatile crop. So they had to, the government and these people had to come up with some way to convince the American public that up is down and black is white. So they dreamed up this idea that hemp was marijuana and that it was a deadly drug. Now, first off, in the United States, we didn't smoke marijuana, because why would we? We had legal cocaine, legal opium. We had all the good drugs, and they were legal. It wasn't until the 20s or 30s when Mexicans brought the idea of smoking marijuana to the United States. This is real, and this is verified. But they used that, the government used that, to convince the population that marijuana was evil and needed to be curtailed. So they ended up banning the growing of hemp in the 30s. And then it's in the past 30 years, it started to come back because people were realizing and discovering that the smoking marijuana would have some medicinal effect on glaucoma, on cancer, on chemotherapy, and other things. Now, they didn't realize yet that there was this thing called hemp, because marijuana had taken over the whole concept of a cannabis plant. And it was Israelis in the 90s that started doing studying on hemp as a medicinal product. They were discovered, because again, they started to realize that all of the ingredients that are in marijuana are in hemp. And as a matter of fact, hemp doesn't make you stoned. And I can tell you from personal experience, you can smoke all you want of hemp and all, it just does nothing. And as a matter of fact, our founding fathers grew hemp. It was mandated when we came to America. Every farmer had to have at least 1 acre for hemp so he could supply the crown with fabric. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they grew hemp and they smoked it. It was better than tobacco. It didn't make them goofy. It's just like tobacco. When I was a kid, me and Bernie found a stand of hemp plants underneath the Watt Avenue Bridge in Sacramento. Now, not knowing what hemp was, we just looked at the leaves, and the leaves looked like marijuana leaves. So here's this 20-foot tall, 20-foot tall plant. We whacked it down, took it home, stripped it, and dried the leaves, and then ground them up. And Bernie, being the pathological criminal that he is, he made two-finger lids. And those of you who don't know what that means, that's two fingers in a baggie of ground-up marijuana. That'd be a two-finger lid. And he was selling them when a lid was $20. Normally, he was selling them at $10 a piece. So he sold hundreds and hundreds of them until the people started smoking them and realizing they weren't getting stoned. And I rolled up a bunch and smoked some, and it was just like smoking tasteless tobacco. Kind of tasted like dirt. And that was it. Didn't do nothing. And I inhaled. So, no, you can't get stoned off of this stuff. In this little episode here, I've got CBD history and use that I want to play for you. It'll give you a little more information. It'll tie in with what I'm saying already. And then I'll talk a little bit more on the other side.
Hemp has a long and fascinating history. It is believed to have originated in China. Hemp features on 4,000-year-old Egyptian hieroglyphics. Records show it was used for fiber and medicine. It features highly in ancient Chinese history as an important food, fiber, and medicine. The first paper was even invented in China, and that was made from hemp. Europeans were already making hemp bioplastics over 2,000 years ago. The first book to come off a printing press was the Gutenberg Bible, 560 years ago. Due to the superior quality of hemp paper, pristine copies still exist today. The first three American presidents were all hemp farmers. The Declaration of Independence was even written on hemp paper. Why use up the forests, which were centuries in the making, and the mines, which required ages to lay down, if we can get the equivalent of forests and mineral products in the annual growth of the hemp fields, says Henry Ford. The world's first cars ran on sustainable, non-polluting hemp oil. In fact, Henry Ford built a hemp car that ran on that hemp oil. Its hemp bioplastic body panels made the car 30% lighter than a steel car and were so strong that they could not be dented with a sledgehammer. Some people may think hemp is something new, but they couldn't be more wrong. For 5,900 years, hemp has been Earth's most important commodity. It was only 80 years ago that it became the Earth's most persecuted commodity. Hemp is now returning to being Earth's most important commodity. It is Earth's most sustainable source of food, fiber, fuel, medicine, building materials, and many other things. Over 20,000 eco-friendly products can be made from hemp. These, plus thousands of other eco-friendly products, all from one plant. Prior to 1930s, our food, fuel, fiber, and medicine was natural, organic, and environmentally sustainable. Hemp can provide everything humans need to live comfortably, happily, and sustainably. Often called an alternative, hemp is in fact the primary, premium, preferred source of life's essentials. It is superior to modern-day sources of paper, building materials, fuel, plastic, food, and medicine. So if hemp is the solution to everything, why aren't we using hemp for everything now? By the time of World War I, in 1914, a new industry was emerging, synthetic chemicals. These men were heavily invested in petrochemicals and synthetic pharmaceuticals. They stood to lose a lot of money and control of industry if hemp was allowed to be used for food, paper, medicine, clothing, and fuel. So they orchestrated a plan to have hemp outlawed. Andrew Mellon used his political influence to have his nephew, Harry Anslinger, appointed as the director of the new Federal Bureau of Narcotics in the USA. He then launched a PR campaign to deceive consumers into thinking that cannabis was a dangerous drug. Anslinger created propaganda films such as Reefer Madness and Devil's Harvest to demonize cannabis. The movies and advertisements that Hearst published in his newspapers promoted various lies about cannabis. These included claims that cannabis was causing white women to have sexual relations with black men, causing teenagers to commit murder and suicide, causing black people to think they were as good as white people. They were successful at creating so much fear that it persuaded the US government to create new laws which prohibited cannabis in all its forms, which included hemp. Anslinger then used USA's influence of the United Nations to have cannabis banned in 150 countries. The synthetic chemical industry had now eliminated its number one competition. The outlawing of hemp and reliance on synthetic man-made sources of food, fuel, fiber, and medicine plunged Earth into a new age of unprecedented pollution, disease, and war. The rate that we are poisoning ourselves and the planet is out of control. Everyone viewing this presentation is in contact with synthetic chemicals right now. The foods you have eaten, any medications you take, any paper or plastic that you have touched, the clothes you are wearing, the cosmetics and personal care products you use, the air you breathe while traveling. All of these expose your body to chemicals that speed up the process of getting older and sicker. In recent years, Argentina has introduced farming of genetically modified foods and the widespread use of Monsanto's chemical weed killer Roundup. It is suspected that Roundup is to blame for the rapid increase in cancer and birth defects that occurred immediately after Roundup's introduction. In a recent interview, a representative of Monsanto claimed that Roundup was not to blame and that it was so safe you could drink a whole liter of it without being harmed. The interviewer asked the rep if he would drink Roundup. The rep said yes, he would. The interviewer, who had a container of Roundup hidden in the room, then offered him a glass of Roundup to drink. The Monsanto rep refused to drink it and said, "I'm not an idiot," and he terminated the interview. Days later, the World Health Organization announced official concerns that Roundup, world's number one herbicide, could indeed cause cancer. Hemp produces materials that can replace all of the harmful products of our synthetic age. Hemp produces foods and medicines that support good health and reverse the damage created by toxins. The good news is that hemp is making a comeback and growing rapidly. People want an answer and are learning that the answer is hemp. The wall of persecution that has been holding hemp back for the last 80 years is like a dam that is now showing signs of cracking. This is Anthony Brenner. His daughter suffers from a rare genetic disease and cannot tolerate the toxic chemicals used in making most modern homes. So in 2010, He created USA's first hemp house for his family to live in. And this is no crude mud hut. Here are some of the benefits of building the house from hemp. Because hemp is pest, mold, and fire resistant, he saved 60% on home insurance. He's saving 50% on heating and cooling costs. Building from hemp increases the life of the home from 80 to 800 years. Hempcrete is non-toxic and actually filters existing toxins from the air. Hempcrete breathes, allowing more fresh air to permeate the inside of the house. Hemp is also carbon negative. Building with hemp actually cleans the environment. Hempcrete is recyclable. If you decide you want to change your house design, the hemp materials can be safely broken down and returned to the ground. And once you've built your hemp home, if you have any wood that needs to be protected from the elements, tests have proven that hemp oil-based wood treatments like Hemp Shield outperform the current best-selling chemical products. And buildings aren't the only thing that can be built from hemp. In Canada, this man is building an aeroplane from hemp. The result will be a plane that is lighter, yet stronger than a regular aeroplane, and will run on non-polluting hemp biodiesel. The Canadians are also making a car from hemp. The impact-resistant body panels are lighter than glass, but stronger than steel. And what would an electric hemp car be without batteries made from hemp? US scientists have discovered that the hemp stalk, when heated a certain way, turns into carbon nanosheets, which are more effective at holding electrical charge than any other known material. They're using it to create these supercapacitors, kind of space-age battery that may be charged instantly. And we've all seen clothes made from hemp, but how about hemp clothes that are rendered waterproof using cellulose extracted from hemp leaves? That's exactly what this Dutch company have done to their luxury hemp clothing range. As wonderful as some of these innovations are, the thing that is most accessible, most affordable, and offers the most immediate benefits is what hemp can do for your health. It is a unique source of food and medicine unlike anything else. Humans can't live without essential fatty acids, or EFAs for short. Hemp has more than any other food. It contains omega-3 and omega-6 in the ideal ratio for human health. Hemp is a better source of omega oils than fish oil. Hemp does not contain the heavy metal poisons that fish do. It doesn't quickly go rancid like fish oil, and producing hemp oil actually cleans the environment rather than polluting it. 60% of the human brain is made of omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids. That's 30% each. To have the healthiest brain requires getting enough of these essential fatty acids in the right balance. Hemp is unique in that it is not only the highest source of these essential fatty acids, it's the only source to contain them in the perfect ratio. In his book, Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, Udo Erasmus calls hemp seed oil nature's most perfectly balanced oil. Like omega oils, humans can't live without essential amino acids. They are the building blocks of proteins and serve other metabolic functions in the body. Hemp protein contains twice as much essential amino acids as animal meat, and three times as much as chia seeds. Our immune system is built from edistin and albumin proteins. Hemp is the only protein source that consists exclusively of these two kinds of protein. Magnesium is the fourth most abundant mineral in your body. It is required for over 300 important processes in the body. It is especially important for detoxification, preventing headaches, diabetes, heart attacks, and strokes. Hemp is also a rich source of calcium and potassium, the two most abundant minerals in the body. As important as the essential fats, proteins, and minerals are, the most important of hemp's health benefits come from another unique group of nutrients known as cannabinoids. There are 500 natural chemicals found in the hemp plant. Approximately 100 of them are cannabinoids. These are the compounds you hear about on television being used for people suffering from epilepsy, cancer, pain, anxiety, and many other conditions. The most prominent cannabinoid in hemp, and the one that appears to have the greatest health benefits, is CBD. CBD stands for cannabidiol. Unlike THC, the dominant chemical found in marijuana, CBD is not psychoactive. It won't get you high. The reason cannabinoids like CBD are so important for the body is that the body has a system called the endocannabinoid system. Scientists are calling it one of the most important physiological systems involved in establishing and maintaining human health. It is a system of nerve and cell receptors throughout your body. They influence every system and process in the body. They give nerves the ability to send two-way communication, something that was previously thought to be impossible. These receptors are essential for maintaining proper function and balance. They are particularly important for recovery and repair. By supplying your endocannabinoid system with the cannabinoid nutrients it needs, you get the following benefits: antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-anxiety, antipsychotic, anti-epileptic, anti-cancer, anti-nausea, antibacterial, anti-diabetes, anti-arthritis, neuroprotective, cardioprotective, pain relief, bone stimulant, and immune modulator. One of the benefits that was recently discovered is CBD's ability to help you overcome addiction. In this research in the UK, scientists discovered that small doses of CBD dramatically reduce the cravings for cigarettes and reduce the anxiety that would ordinarily occur when someone stops smoking. These results were clearly evident by the end of the first week of the experiment. In 2013, Australia, the driest inhabited continent on Earth, grew 1.1 million acres of genetically modified water-hungry cotton. If that same area of land had been used to grow hemp, each acre would have yielded up to 400% more fiber. That resulting fiber would have been of a higher quality. In addition to the fiber, it would have produced enough premium quality food to completely satisfy the protein, omega-3 and omega-6 needs of every single person in Australia for over 5 months. Over 2 million megalitres, that's 2 million million litres of water, would have been saved. Millions of litres of pesticides and herbicides would not have been added to Australia's air, soil and water. Genetically modified organisms would not have been introduced to Australia's ecosystem. Our focus is growing as much certified organic hemp seeds in Australia for our needs and for export. Eating hemp foods is permitted in most countries in the world, including Japan, North America, and Europe. THC, the drug ingredient, is not allowed or contained in these foods in any psychoactive amounts. In fact, the regulators say that hemp foods are safe, non-psychoactive, valuable nutrition, and no, you won't fail a drug test also. Right now, it's the perfect time to get behind hemp. If you're not already, start using hemp products today. Each time you do, you will be benefiting yourself and the planet and providing resources to all these hard-working industries you've just heard about so that they may continue to provide more and better products for us all to benefit from together.
Okay, so that gives you a little bit of a different background than what I was talking about. Now, when I was a kid, we had this guy, and when I say when I was a kid, I mean I was 6, 7 years old. There was this guy on our street that all the parents knew and used as the babysitter. He was a beatnik, probably in his 30s, and I remember him. He had a bushy black beard and a golf cap, and he had this cigar tube that he carried around. And once in a while, he would open it up, looked like a hand-rolled cigar out, light it up, take a few hits off of it, put it back in the tube, and put it back in his pocket. That was marijuana. He was dying of cancer, and he would take out that thing and take a few hits on it, maybe once an hour. And I remember asking him about that, and he said, yeah, he told me what it was. Marijuana, and it keeps me from suffering pain, and because I have cancer, and that's it. It just, I wish they could figure out what's in it that helps me so I don't have to feel goofy all the time. He had that cancer for over 5 years, and he never died. And then finally he moved, and I had no idea what happened to him. But that's basically what it was being used for. It was being used to ease pain, even that long ago. And there's been stories out there all over the place about how different people have used the marijuana to handle cancer and to handle other physiological problems like that. At first, it was said that you had to have the THC with the CBD for it to activate. Well, that was discounted in the 1990s by Israeli scientists who were discovering that you did not need the THC in any way, shape, or form. All you needed was full spectrum with the CBD in it. So you could actually use a hemp plant as source material instead of marijuana. And that changed everything. Because until then, everybody was worried about the law and the stigma that marijuana had. Now, well, you could use hemp. And by George, they started to. And it worked. And the problem was, is they could not figure out why it worked. Why people could take the hemp plant and they could extract the CBD from it, and they would use that to treat everything from glaucoma to psychological disorders, to PTSD, to schizophrenia, to anxiety, irritable bowel syndrome, Parkinson's, fibromyalgia, restless leg syndrome. I could go on and on and on and on. And they could not figure out why this was working. It was just working, but they couldn't figure out why. And then in I think it was 2003, they discovered something called the endocannabinoid system. These are receptors. These are neurological receptors that are sprinkled throughout all of the organs and the skin, which is, as my son corrected me, the largest organ in the human body. They work almost like the neurological system does, but they only react to CBD. These scientists also discovered, now that is the system that is functioning with an application of CBD. And then they discovered that all mammals have the same thing. We're talking mice to moose and anything in between. Dogs, cats, humans, goats, sheep, horses. So they started experimenting. Now, this is all in the past 20 years. They discovered most of this stuff. And I'll tell you something. They have one of my links will take you to a website that now has 2,502 results. These are scientific studies. Let's see. And I'll just read you some of them. Might promote resilience to cocaine and methamphetamine. Actually, they've been using CBD treatment, full spectrum CBD, to break habits. Used in Parkinson's. Look, the study of Parkinson's. I know for a fact what it does with Parkinson's. We've used it on a friend of ours who died recently. It also helps break dependency on marijuana. It literally, marijuana is a drug that is habit forming. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no need to pretend there isn't. It is. Medical studies, and they've used them for so many things, it is a flat mind blower. I have a link, and I'm going to read some of these treatments that have been treated by CBD. And again, it's not necessary to use marijuana. Marijuana is an anesthetic. So you use the hemp. Acne, ADD and ADHD. As a matter of fact, there is on Facebook, there is a whole board there of women whose children are autistic, and they're using CBD to bring them out of it. It's being used to handle addiction, ALS, Alzheimer's, anorexia, arthritis. Arthritis is a pain. I mean, that sounds kind of stupid, but pain is inflammation. If your body, anywhere in your body when you have pain, it's because the area is inflamed. CBD oil is a natural anti-inflammatory. So if you have arthritis in the shoulder or the foot or the knee or your butt or wherever you have it, and you take the proper CBD in the proper amount, it takes down the inflammation. And the next thing you know, you don't have the pain. Anxiety is the easiest thing to handle. In our shelf here, we have three different tiers of potency. The first one, each drop gives you 0.34 milligrams of CBD. The next one gives you five times the potency. So about 1.5 milligrams of CBD per drop. And then the strongest in the United States is a 1,500 milligram bottle, which gives you 2.5 milligrams per drop. I have people come in and they are suffering from anxiety. And anxiety, PTSD, these kind of psychiatric problems. Well, the first thing they think of is that they have to get the strongest stuff there is and expensive stuff. I tell them, no, that's just the cheapest stuff, $25. And they don't believe me, but they buy it anyway. And then they come back a week later and say, oh, my God. One Saturday, a woman comes in and says her son is 26 years old. He's been on Prozac since he was 8 years old. Now, that's a failure in parenting, is what that is. But the kid's now 16, and he's had it. He's done with this crap. He said, I'm done. I can't handle this. I'm not human anymore. And he quit cold turkey. And his mother is deathly afraid that something's going to go wrong. So she came into me and she goes, this is what I want. I need something to stop to help my son because he refuses to take any more of his meds. Any of you know me, you know that my first thing would be to chew her out for doing this to her son. But I didn't. So I talked to her, gave her the bottle, and off she went. The next Saturday, she comes in and she's in tears. And it took her 5 minutes. I had to get a chair out. It took her 5 minutes to stop crying. And I said, what happened? She goes, you won't believe it. It's night and day. My son is astounding. He's a man, and he has none of the problems. These problems that the drugs were treating are gone. and he's considerate, and he's courteous, and he tells me nothing is wrong, and everything's working fine. And it's night and day, and she was just totally astounded. This has been used to treat autoimmune disease, bipolar disease, cancer. There's no ifs, ands, or buts with the cancer. I can't say it cures cancer, because that's not acceptable, right? But I can tell you what has happened. We had a guy across the street. He had a type of cancer, prostate cancer. And he was on chemotherapy, and he was on the second round of chemotherapy because the first round didn't get rid of all the cancer. He refused to allow him to cut out the prostate. So after the first round of chemo, they found there were still some spots on his prostate, so they put him on a second round. And while he was on it, the spots started to get larger. So he started taking our CBD. Now, he was taking 50 milligrams a day. That's a lot. Well, his pain disappeared. He did have pain. That totally disappeared. And he just kept doing this now for 6 months. He wasn't on chemo for 6 months. After the chemo ran out, he just kept doing this, and he just sort of never went back to the doctor. Finally, last week, he went back to the doctor. Doctor says, I guess the chemo worked because all of the spots are gone. There's not even a footprint of cancer in your system. Diabetics who are coming in. Now, I'm telling you from what I'm standing behind my counter here talking to people, and they're telling me this. Diabetes sufferers come in. They're not here to get CBD to treat diabetes. They're here to get it because it works on neuropathy. And a lot of diabetics have neuropathy in the feet and the ankles. And they get it. They get the CBD oil. They go home. They're there for a couple weeks, a month. They come back in, and they're like, my diabetes is down like 25%. Epilepsy and seizures, this is widespread all over the internet. I can give you two firsthand experiences. We had a 12-year-old come in here who's autistic. He came in with his parents. He wears a helmet and pads on his knees and elbows because he has over 50 episodes a day and at least one grand mal seizure a day. And they were, the pain clinic here in town sent them over here. While my son was talking to the woman, the child went into a seizure. My son grabbed a sample of the Kentucky CBD, ran over there, gave him probably about a half an inch of it into his mouth, and within 10 seconds it was done. The seizure was done. And the kid was standing up with his funny look on his face. And the woman and husband were in awe. That's one. And then one Saturday, my son yells, there's something going on across the street. And there was this woman holding this, looked like a six-year-old boy, and shaking him. And I grabbed a bottle, a sample, I run across the street, and she goes, he's having a seizure. I don't know what to do. He can't breathe. So I checked his airway real quick, and I gave him, in his mouth, probably about 25 milligrams of CBD. Within 5 seconds, seizure's done. And the woman was just in awe. She now comes in, and she buys a bottle a month for the kid. It's well known it's used to reduce the inflammation in glaucoma. It's being tested in HIV and AIDS, in inflammatory bowel disorder, because remember, this is an anti-inflammatory. Huntington's disease, kidney disease. We have a friend who's supposed to have been dead because his kidney exploded. He had his aorta exploded, and it shredded his kidneys and blew plaque into his brain. And to make a long story short, he was supposed to have been dead 2 years ago. Well, he came in yesterday and bought some oregano oil here. He still goes to dialysis twice a week, and the doctors have no clue why his kidneys are regrowing. Migraine headaches, it helps with that. Multiple sclerosis, nausea from many different problems, obsessive compulsive disorders, anything psychiatric it can help with. Parkinson's, yes, pain, generalized pain, I don't care what your pain's from, it can help. But you have to be careful of what you're buying because of the stuff that is out there on every street corner is not safe. It is weak. You have to be, and this is the problem. You have to be educated on what to get because if you get the wrong stuff, you just wasted your money. We have a store here in town. It started off 20 years ago as a real health food store. Now it's nothing more than a moneymaker living off the term health food. It sells imported CBD isolate products on its shelves. I have had a dozen people go there and buy their product, then come in here a week later and say, it doesn't do anything for me. And I look at it and it's CBD isolate. And they paid $70 for this, for whatever they got. And I say, look, here's this bottle, $25, buy this and it'll work better than that. And they think I'm crazy, but it works. So the thing with CBD is, it works. It works on all mammals. If you have a dog that is arthritic, don't give up. We've had numerous people come in and tell me how their dogs are so creaky and pain-loaded with arthritis that they know they're going to have to put them down in a little while, and I talk them all out of it. I say, look, just spend $25 here. It's called Critter Care. It's good for neurotic cats as well. And the dogs on the 4th of July, when you know, you get these dogs that are afraid of booms and the cracks and the pops and all of that, it handles all of that stuff. Traveling is a breeze with animals. You don't have to drug them anymore. You put them on the CBD and you give, depending on the weight, you know, you give them 5 drops, 10 drops a day. We've had people come in and say, yeah, like I said, we're going to have to put the dog down. I said, nope. So they buy the stuff, they go home, they come back in a week, and they tell me, I don't believe it. The dog thinks he's a puppy now. This is not magic. I know the physiological formulation of why it works, but to most people, it seems like magic when someone or something you love, the pain is gone, and now they can experience life again. We even have a lady here up north of here that does pack horses, and she's got this 3-year-old. It just gets a little skittish. She gives the thing 10 drops every morning. Just opens the mouth and goes in the mouth. That's it. No more problems with the horse. I love working the counter out here because people come in every day. Like a woman comes in yesterday and she's going, well, I'm thinking about CBD, but I don't know nothing about it and I don't want to get ripped off. And so I'm talking to her while I'm explaining the same things I'd explained to you. 3 or 4 people come in and say, excuse me, can I have 2 of the 500 milligram ones, please? Sure. Boom, boom, boom. Can I have the 1500 milligram? Boom, boom, boom. And this, she's looking at all these people and she finally asks this one guy, did you notice that I was limping when I came in? She goes, just a little bit. He goes, that's better than what I've been doing for 10 years. I couldn't walk. With this stuff, I can now walk. So she didn't hesitate. She bought some stuff. And she came back today, and she was talking to my son out front about it. But the stuff, just give it a shot. You know what I mean? Give it a try. You can buy it from us, or you can buy it from someone else. I don't care. But go to cbdsupply.us and read as much as you can so you get educated enough to where you don't get ripped off and you don't get the wrong product. That's the most important thing. All right, I only have about a minute to talk, but ladies and gentlemen, I hope I taught you something. I hope you learned something. CBD is real. It's not make-believe. This actually does help people. The main thing that I'm discovering here in the store is that people are using it for pain and psychological problems like depression, PTSD, and anxiety. It is the simplest thing in the world to use. It does the same for animals, dogs, cats, horses, what have you. I'm sorry if the show is kind of weird and sporadic and fast in some places and slow in others. I have outdated equipment and I don't even know what I'm doing in this recording. I'm doing the best I can, but I'm going to get it dialed in. Don't worry about it. It will get better. Keep your ear to the ground and your nose in the air and pay attention to what's going on, because we're at war, and this is a war against our culture and our beliefs. And unfortunately, we're losing the war because the only friends we have are each other. So you do what you can to keep your own head above water and make sure you stay safe as possible. See you next time.